KORN News Radio Sports for Thursday, January 22nd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. A couple of big baseball notes from yesterday. Late last night, the New York Mets acquired ace pitcher Freddie Peralta and right-hander Tobias Myers from the Milwaukee Brewers. Brewers receive a pair of prospects, pitcher Brandon Sproat and infielder-outfielder Jet Williams. Peralta now gives the Mets a frontline starter after their pitching rotation faltered in the second half of last season. Peralta was fifth in the Cy Young Award last year, led the National League with 17 wins with a 2.70 ERA, and was named to his second All-Star team. Peralta, 29 years old, set to make just $8 million this year. He can become a free agent after the season. Also, New York's other team kept one of their outfielders. Cody Bellinger has agreed to stay with the Yankees on a five-year deal worth $162 million. The contract includes a no-trade clause and a $20 million signing bonus with opt-outs after the 2027 and 2028 seasons. Bellinger was acquired by the Yankees with a trade from the Cubs in 2024. Hit 29 home runs last year with a .272 average in 149 games. ABC will broadcast three regular season Major League Baseball games this year, including a June 14th matchup between the San Francisco Giants and Chicago Cubs. ABC will also show the Yankees and Red Sox on June 28th, plus a Cubs and Cardinals game on August 16th. Those broadcasts are part of ESPN's new three-year agreement with Major League Baseball. The Minnesota Vikings have extended the contract for their defensive coordinator Brian Flores, ensuring he will return to Minnesota next season unless he is hired as a head coach. Again, Flores, he can still leave to be a head coach somewhere, but he cannot leave to be a defensive coordinator. Since taking over in 2023, Flores has transformed the Vikings' defense, cutting points allowed to an NFL best 19 per game. Vikings ranked third overall in defense by yards allowed this past season. Seattle quarterback Sam Darnold says he's feeling really good after playing through an oblique injury in Seattle's 41-6 playoff win on Saturday versus San Francisco. Darnold was 12 of 17 overall left in the fourth quarter because of the blowout. He says he's focused on rehab ahead of Sunday's NFC Championship game against the Rams. Seattle head coach Mike McDonald says that Darnold will not practice fully this week, but he is progressing well. Buffalo Bills owner Terry Pegula felt that his team hit what he called the proverbial playoff wall in leading to his decision to fire head coach Sean McDermott earlier this week. The Buffalo Bills owner spoke at a season-ending news conference yesterday. Pegula said he made up his mind immediately following the Bills' 33-30 overtime loss to Denver on Saturday. Former University of Michigan head football coach Sherron Moore is returning to court today for the first time since he was charged in December with home invasion and two other crimes. Thursday's hearing is an opportunity for the judge to get an update on the case. Moore was fired from Michigan after having a relationship with a woman who is a staff member. Authorities say that Moore subsequently blamed her for disclosing the affair and threatened to kill himself. He has pleaded not guilty. For more sports, check us out online all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.